Well, I'm very pleased to have join me in the studio Siobhan Canty, who is executive director, I think, of the Jefferson Community Foundation. Welcome to
Thank
the
you.
Studio. And for those people's, those listeners who may not know, what is the Jefferson Community Foundation?
So there are 980 community foundations all over the country, and each one has a different geographic designation that we're responsible for serving. And our primary role is to understand the landscape of social opportunities and obstacles that we're facing as a community, mm-hmm. and the nonprofit organizations that are working to address those. And we work to strengthen those organizations through trainings, resources like a foundation center library, a lending library for event supplies, all kinds of ways that we support nonprofits. We understand where the gaps are, where services need to exist, who's doing what well, and we also make grants. We facilitate community grant making to those organizations. So in the last year, Jefferson Community Foundation has facilitated over $400,000 in
wow.
grants, both directly and through by coordinating a local network of donors to do that.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty special. We feel it's a high honor to be able to be of service mm-hmm. in that regard. The other thing that we do is we share the information that we have with local donors and with local volunteers who want to get in there and get engaged in their community in a sustainable way. It's really important to have a good match with mm-hmm. your values and your interests. And so if folks want to know, hey, you know, what's going on in housing, what's going on in education or the arts, we're able to share with them kind of a landscape perspective and maybe facilitate some relationships for them to mm-hmm. be able to engage effectively.
And that's one of the things that community foundations do best, or many, I guess, community foundations think of their role as matching people with passions with organizations that do work that are meaningful to them.
Absolutely. And each community foundation is a little different depending on the community they mm-hmm. serve. And so in some communities, a community foundation might be kind of trying to promote the idea of giving and engagement generally.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so much what we do here, because this is such a giving and engaged community. I think what we have more of a role in is really that landscape coordination.
Mm-hmm.
So extraordinary amounts of activity around giving and engagement, but how are we doing on those bigger issues like housing, like
yes.
hunger, like poverty,
mm-hmm.
that kind of information, that kind of community network building around those big pervasive issues, I think is where this community foundation is headed based on what we're hearing
mm-hmm.
In terms of the ways we can be of value in an additive way specifically for Jefferson County.
And so how does Give Jefferson fit into that?
So one of the roles that we play at the community foundation is to serve as a home for many different fundraising efforts. You might have heard of the Fund for Women and Girls, for example. They're
mm-hmm.
housed at Jefferson Community Foundation, or the Housing Solutions Network. One of our largest funds at the Community Foundation is United Good Neighbors. It's been around for 63 years.
Wow.
And Give Jefferson is the 63rd campaign for United Good Neighbors.
Really?
Yeah. And so it's the Jefferson County affiliate of the United Ways of Washington. So we
mm-hmm.
function like a United Way, UGN does. And the purpose of Give Jefferson is to really support basic human needs in our community. There's a growing divide among the people who are working class people
mm-hmm.
here and folks, who, many of whom who are retired here with resources that they too have worked very hard to save up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, housing is getting more expensive. Our wages are not going up. And we're finding that there are more and more working families in our community that need help with things like low-cost medical care, food for their children on the weekends. They're qualifying for food programs in the schools during the week, but
mm-hmm.
they don't have food during the weekends. The food bank network and our shelter temporary shelter and warming center. So these kinds of services are becoming more and more important and more used in our community.
And so funds to help support that come from?
Through Give Jefferson. And so basically, we raise money for these about 29 organizations that are providing these kinds of services. Mm-hmm. And it runs from November 1st through December 31st. And you can go to givejefferson.org and you can see all of the organizations and donate directly to them. You'll see how much money they're hoping to raise and where they are in meeting their goal and how you can help them get there. And they all go directly to those organizations and provide for those kinds of services.
That's great. That's a great tool to really allow me, if I want to give money to a cause, I can go there and find the best fit.
And it is really easy. And what I worry about through kind of a website giving mechanism is sometimes the stories don't get told.
Right,
so I'd love to take this opportunity to tell you a few stories about what's made possible. And these are all real stories. There's there's a woman who is 74 years old who's living in an RV in Brennan who is $75 short each month on the expenses she needs to survive. And by working with her local food bank, with St. Vincent de Paul, and other organizations that are serving her, she's able to make up that gap so she can save money on her food expenses and pay for the rent that she needs to stay in her home. Mm-hmm. And that is such a fragile margin. You know what I mean? So many people in our community are living right at that edge.
Many.
Where an extraordinary.
And how do you so you can reach that one person?
Yeah.
But is there an organization that reaches many people?
So it's really this network of organizations that does that. So when you look at St. Vincent de Paul, who's out every day literally driving to the homes, they have a hotline and folks call and say, I need a little bit of money to keep my heat on, or I need to buy food. You know, St. Vincent de Paul drives to them, takes the money that you're donating through Give Jefferson, and literally hands it to a person to help them out.
Wow.
And they do have checks and balances to make sure that the money is responsibly used. But, you know, we go out on ride shares with St. Vincent de Paul. So we see how they are literally, we watch the donations go in, go to St. Vincent de Paul, and be put in the hands of a homeless veteran to help make sure that they have something to eat. It's powerful, very powerful. Another example is, you know, there is quite a drug problem in our community. Meth is a huge problem, and a lot of our children suffer from having parents who are addicted.
Yes.
And so we have programs in the schools, community wellness program, the weekend nutrition program, backpacks for kids. These are ways that we're able to not just support their nutritional needs, but to send them the message that we as a community love and support them, and to really it's a touch point so we can know which kids might need a little more support outside of the school system. So it's really more than just the food that's purchased through these donations. It's a network, a local network coming together to provide a network of safety services for people who need a little more support.
So that you at the Community Foundation, then you help support the whole network. It's not you that's giving money directly to an individual, but you are building this network.
That's correct.
It's like an alternative social network.
It's very much of a social network,
taking
and we
a place
do so
of what's
much
been
more
broken
than
in our society.
Yes, and we have extraordinary nonprofit leaders and dedicated volunteers in our community doing this work. And you know, they use the little bit of resources they have to buy food, to buy gas, to go and serve these folks. They do not have development directors. They don't not have marketing budgets. And so, so part of what United Good Neighbors, Give Jefferson, and the Community Foundation are all working together to do is to shine a light on this great work and to make it easy for us as a community to connect to them, to say, we see you and we appreciate you and we want to support your efforts in the upcoming year.
It's very inspiring. What's the website again?
It's www.givejefferson.org.
Great. And so people can just go there. They can also call the foundation, I presume, to find out.
Absolutely. More information. It's 360-385-1729. You can also follow us on Facebook at Give Jefferson or Jefferson Community Foundation.
Well, best of luck with this drive. It's been a pleasure having you here.
Very grateful for your hosting us.
My pleasure, too. As I've said to you, I've worked with the community foundations before, and I think they're wonderful.
Well, I think radio stations are wonderful, and KPTZ has been the media sponsor for this campaign. We're very grateful for all that you have done, and we look forward to a beautiful future together.
So do we. All right. Thank you, and I'll see you outside in a minute.
Okay, thanks.